Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa, episode
Nueve.
Okay. Yeah, what is it? Nueve?
It's like Cinco de Mayo month, so it's Nueve.
Okay.
Well, let you speak.
I did not celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It kind of came and went.
I kind of forget about that one.
I do. Yeah. I don't even know the last time I've ever celebrated Cinco de Mayo.
I guess if you're a margarita drinker, then you tend to want to celebrate more. Me either.
No. But it was a busy weekend. We did eat Mexican 2 times. So.
Well, there you go. That's almost the same as celebrating.
I had it 3 times this week, actually.
Wow. Uh-huh. What'd you do? Where'd you go?
Well, El Patron. And we had Rocky's graduation party there. So we went to the one on 50 Franz Skelly. That's between Harvard and Yale. Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's newer one, right?
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, they were so accommodating. And we had about 25 people. We just did a big family, a few extremely like family friends there. But that place, from the beginning, making the reservation, compared to other places where, first of all, like out the river, they couldn't even book us 2 weeks out. There just wasn't room. This place is enormous and they can handle large parties. It was very simple to add to my party because we ended up having a few more people we didn't expect, and they just didn't make us feel bad. They added extra tables. It isn't the kind of, they make splitting checks very easy. You know, I had brought a big cake. I brought my own flower arrangements. I mean, they just made it easy. It wasn't complicated. They had live music. They opened these huge garage doors all around, so you really feel like you're outside the whole time.
Yeah. Did they have a private room for you, or were you in the restaurant?
No, it was in the restaurant, but the place is so big. I mean, it really was a great time. I highly recommend that if you've got to go together, big get together. It was so.
And that was his, he hasn't graduated yet. That was
he graduates Sunday. Before. Yeah, his graduation is Sunday. Saturday, we had games, and then we had Ty's birthday party after his game. And then Ty and I shared Mother's Day and his birthday on Sunday. And that was fun. We took Stephen's mom out to eat. And of course, you know, I was very busy, so I didn't have time to focus on, you know, my mom and stuff like that. That night I did a little bit, and then it kind of hit a little bit, but it was just such a busy weekend this weekend. I was distracted.
How many Mother's Day is that for you without her?
Three,
okay.
I'm blinded. So how did you do? I called you. We spoke.
Sunday night.
Did you do okay?
Yeah. Friday was harder than Sunday, which was weird, but I was already struggling. And then I told you when we talked on Friday that my dad called me from her cell phone accidentally.
Yeah, yes. That was a shocker.
Well, it's so funny how your mind plays tricks on you. I saw her name pop up on my phone and my heart literally flipped thinking, oh my gosh, she's calling me. And then, you know, you just go into a tailspin. I just said I wasn't going to cry today and I'm already crying.
I'm sorry.
It just sent me into a complete tailspin and meltdown. And he was calling to tell me he was going for a drive. Mm-hmm. And we have Life 360 on our phone, so I can track him and I tracked my parents on it. And his phone doesn't track him very well. So he uses my mom's phone, and we're keeping her phone, obviously. Most of the stuff that we use for apps and stuff is on her phone. And he wasn't even thinking because he was taking her phone to go for a drive because he needed to get out and just called me from it to tell me so I wouldn't be wondering where he is. And boy, I mean, it set me into probably some of the hardest crying I've done since this all happened. So Friday was hard, and then Saturday was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had my neighbor over Saturday night. The Saturday I was going to run to the grocery store because I told her, I always tell my neighbors, we all hang out in my backyard. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty common thing. And I always just tell them to bring whatever they want to drink and I'll have snacks.
That's nice.
So I was going to go to the grocery store and get snacks, and then it hit me. Oh, no, I'm not going to the grocery store. Everybody is going to be in the grocery store buying stuff for Mother's Day. They're going to have flowers everywhere. And so I couldn't go. I just couldn't let myself go in there and see it all because I've always been the person that just makes a big deal out of Mother's Day and birthdays. I'm an event planner, so I always do everything. And so I knew that would really hit me on Saturday. So I just stayed out of the grocery store. And then Sunday, I didn't go to church because I knew they would be celebrating moms. And so I knew I couldn't deal with that. And then I went over to see my dad late that afternoon. And he's so good that it helps me. And I don't know. I was telling a friend yesterday, I don't know if he's covering up and being strong in front of me because he knows I'm not doing well. Because I try to be strong in front of him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're both just putting on a front. So I don't know, but he seems to be doing better. And so that helps me, kind of calms me down. But it was rough, but I made it through and I'm here to talk about
it. Another day.
It is really just making it one day at a time.
It is.
Just rolling with it.
And then before you know it, you're at another year.
Yeah, and it kind of comes out of nowhere too. Yeah. And it kind of slaps you across the face. But it was a good weekend. The weather was perfect. So that helps, I think, mm-hmm. with everything. But
well, the next day, I was married 23 years yesterday, and I can't remember how long I was married. Things happen, and you're like, well, how many years has it been?
So, we talked about that.
Yeah, because yesterday was our anniversary, and I was like, I had to
calculate.
Well, I had to ask ChatGTP if you're married. I know you love that.
It makes me laugh. Her that ChatGPT is every day.
She's saying me something. Like, well, you've been married 23 years. I was like, great.
So they know better than you.
Yeah,
on
but
your
he
marriage.
Had to work all day. So I was like, well, I'm so tired. It was such a long weekend. So it was completely fine. And I'm not high maintenance where I'm like, you didn't take me out to eat. And there really was no time. So I was like, well, I don't really feel like washing my hair today. So I ran and I figured, I don't know. Usually I would go to Blow to go get my hair blown out. And I really didn't even want all that. I wanted my head massage. I had a headache and a crick in my neck. So I went to that Tulsa Hair Company, which is by Jimmy John's on Brookside. And I'm telling you guys, this is the best little kept secret. Because first of all, if you just want a hair wash, like shampoo, conditioner, in and out, it's $7. If you want a scalp massage, a hot towel on your face, and they do like, they use like the Paul Mitchell tea tree or peppermint. And I was in there 30 minutes from start to finish. And of course, I mean, I tip well, but it is $13 for a hair wash with a scalp massage, a shoulder, a hot towel, and a face massage for $13.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they dry your hair?
No, they brush out the tangles, and then I just went home and blew out my own hair. Wow. Best deal in town if you just need a little hair wash and move along about your day. So just so you know.
Is it new?
No, it's been there forever. It's next door to Jimmy John's. I mean, it stays pretty darn busy. A lot of walk-ins for haircuts for men especially, but I mean, you can't mess up a shampoo. I mean, come on.
No.
So yeah, so go there. Tulsa Hair Company.
So that was is that an anniversary gift or you just did it
no,
yourself?
No, I just did it because I was too lazy to wash my hair and my neck hurt and my head hurt.
Okay, so let's talk about your marriage for 23 years because we've been saying that we've been friends for 25, but I met you right after you got married.
Yeah, so I guess we've been friends
so 23. Yeah. Because I think you guys had just gotten married.
Yeah, we have. So 2001 is when we, so there we go. Because Steven and I mean, now we met in high school. Like I met him at Falls Creek. So we had like a 12-year history prior to
that. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, wow. We're together like 35 years, probably something like that. That's it. That's what else I did. Good deal. I love a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. You do love a good deal.
I do love a good deal. I can find good deals.
Find the best deal out there and then promote it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of promoting, tell them what we figured out on for influencers.
Oh, yeah. So this is interesting because I'm sure everybody watches Instagram and LTK, like to know it,
mm-hmm.
any of that. So, I mean, we all get clothes ideas, anything. I mean, I do so much shopping because of an influencer on any of that.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out that if you click one of their links to buy something, okay, and it doesn't matter if these are giant influencers or little bitty people
just starting out.
If you click one of their links, you actually have to purchase from that link within 24 hours for them to get paid.
On Amazon.
Yes. Now, I don't know about the other little stores. No, that's a totally different thing. But if you're buying from them on Amazon, you actually have to buy from that link of theirs within 24 hours.
For them to get
any kind of commission. Which is so little. I mean, it's not even fun. However, for them, it obviously adds up because they just do that all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put it in your cart I've been so guilty of, I'll get things, I'll set it in my cart. It'll be there for a while. So what I need to start doing, because I do want those people to get credit,
mm-hmm.
is at least go re-click that link before I actually check out so that link gets reactivated. If you want to help those people out who show us so many things, make sure you buy from that link within 24 hours or re-click that so they get paid.
Yeah, I'm really bad about that because I save everything in a shopping cart just to keep it, to figure out when I want to buy it and how I want to buy it, not knowing that they're not getting credit for it until we figure that out. It's really sad for them because they work really hard for that. That's
so
their livelihood. And they do really recommend some great things if you're really great influencers.
Mm-hmm. They really do, yeah. So have you been to Swig?
No, but I've heard about it and I've seen the lines to get into it. It's out of control.
I timed it the other day and I was really impressed. I guess they have they have cones up because you have to go through a parking lot, really, like... There were so many cars, but it took me 9 minutes, which was not very long. I could not even believe they got us through there that fast.
I'm surprised.
So a Texas Tab is my choice of drink. It is a Dr. Pepper with coconut cream. And I want to say they put vanilla in there, but it's called a Texas Tab. So we had tried a Riptide before, but we were like, Texas Tab is the way to go. We've only been twice.
So it's only drinks.
Only drinks. Well, they have a thing of pretzel bite. They have a cheese or a caramel dip, I think. And they have some cookies. And that's it. But it is, they need one in Brookside. I mean, hands down, I think it would go crazy. I mean, look at Josh's, like people just stand there on for snow cones.
And it's only drive-through.
Only drive-through.
Yeah, I've seen the cars. And I couldn't be bothered to sit in line.
Well, you're going to need to be bothered. I guess
stuff like that. It's like, I don't have time to sit in line.
Yeah.
But it's popular.
It is so popular. And the Texas Tab is good. But you can make that. And really, it's like, I almost say that it's like a, what's that liquor drink with Dr. Pepper? It's a liquor that's like a coconut flavor liquor. Malibu. Somebody said it tastes like Malibu and Dr. Pepper. Okay. Is what I heard.
And how long has it been here? It's definitely a thing to do. The thing about Tulsa is, boy, if it's something new, people show up.
They sure do.
For a long time.
And I guess it had, a lot of these drinks had something to do, like those Mormon wives kicked it off, you know, off that Mormon show. Mm-hmm. The Texas Tab was like their thing. Kind of what I read.
That's so crazy how things take off like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially from that show.
Right?
It's so scandalous. That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, they don't drink any alcohol. So they just at least were. They just had to have their Texas Tab.
That is right. I did see an interview the other day with one of them. And they take soda and mix coffee creamer and sweetener, just like if it's coffee, because they can't drink coffee.
Ah, something. It was really interesting. I've only seen a few episodes because I was like, dang.
Crazy show.
Yeah. So anyways.
Well, I got my blood work back.
Yes.
And everything is perfect.
Wonderful. Except,
well, I have no hormones. We know that. There's all right. It's bottomed out. It's zero. Negative zero. But I do think I probably do have Hashimoto's.
But they didn't tell you did?
Well,
what's the deal?
I get it through my client that's
okay, yeah,
medical spa, or she's actually a wellness clinic. She's not a medical spa, but and so I really probably need to go see an endocrinologist, but I don't want to because I don't really want to get on, you know, synthetic medication. So I'm going to try it with all my 25 vitamins and oils and all things and red light and do. I don't have any symptoms except, obviously, I think it happened during chemo. I think my oncologist thinks it happened during chemo. She actually sent me back down to the lab one day to test it. She goes, I think we killed your thyroid with the chemo. And so she ran a test, but they only run like the one number, which doesn't show up until there's way down the road.
Mm-hmm.
This test shows them all the levels of the thyroid, the T3, the T2, the protein level. And so the protein level is ridiculously high, which usually means Hashimoto's. So I think it happened during chemo. And the symptom is the weight gain that I put on during chemo and lack of sleep.
Are you going to do the thyroid pack?
I've been doing that.
You haven't? Okay, good.
Been doing that. I do red light. I do
all
the things I could think of to do. And so
give it 3 months of doing all that and then see what happens.
Yeah. I don't really want to do thyroid medication. And everything you read about it, you still have symptoms. I don't have any symptom except the weight gain and not being able to take it off and the, you know, sleep issues, which I don't know if that's associated with it or not. So anyway, but the rest of the blood work, which I was, you know, you never know, it actually looked really good. So that was pretty excited about that.
And you said something about your sleep and then you name Hashimoto's. And so I went out to eat with some of my friends the other night. I think I might have mentioned this to you. And let me just tell you, going out to eat with friends where you're all like-minded and you can't, like, you literally just can't shut up because the amount of things we talked about in like such a short amount of time was, first of all, we learned so much, we laughed so much, and we're just all on the same page with health and things like that. And one of my friends was talking about this new app that she found, and it's called the Z app. It's just the letter Z, and it's a free app, and they have all been using it in their house. When you put the app on your phone, and it has to do with frequencies, okay? And you have to look at it like your body has to be tuned, just like a guitar or anything else. I mean, everything, you know, our heart is electric. We run on electricity, okay? So our bodies get out of tune. That means, you know, when we get sick, we're out of tune. So this app has everything. Like, there's things I've never even heard of listed on this app, but it can go from people that have tinnitus or tinnitus, however you want to say it, to, you know, stomach ulcers. Hashimoto's is going to be on there. But you find your ailment and you tap that and you listen to these frequencies. And they're actually, and it's not music. It's a frequency, though, that it's like a tapping sound of ranging from all different kinds of hertz. Okay. That and it might go on for 20 to 30 minutes, but it's supposed to help tune your body. And like, she's helping her son right now. Her son's been listening to it and he has vitiligo. And what's really insane is he's got color coming back on his knee. Like, it is, she didn't even know what to say about it. Her, like, her daughter had a headache and she found her daughter listening to it with a headache in her room because it has helped her with her headaches for migraine. I don't know. It's called Z App. It's free. That's worth it to me to listen to it. I will say that it did help me. I kind of felt really anxious the other day in my room. And I was like, okay, I'm going to put this on. I looked up the one for anxiousness. And man, it calmed me down. I'm not fibbing or making that up. It absolutely did calm me down. Something to think about. So look at the Hashimoto's on there and listen to it at night and see. Like, it's just something you're supposed to listen to and help during the day and see what that does to help retune your body.
I mean, I do think the body, it's all connected in crazy ways. Mm-hmm. And it totally is electrical system. You think about that with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Is 1000% electrical.
100%.
That's so interesting. I'll have to check it out.
Yep.
I'm going to do everything in my power to work with it, you know, in a natural see how that works, because I don't want to take medication. I don't do well with medication anyway. It does the opposite of what it's supposed to do my body.
A doctor today was just talking about the Benadryl and how bad these studies are coming back with Benadryl, and how the studies are showing how significant it is in leading to dementia. I mean, I saved it on my Instagram. It's just baffling how bad it really, they're like, stay away from it. They're saying take a Zyrtec instead, and that Benadryl needs to be used as rarely as possible because it is just so not good for us, because it goes past the blood-brain barrier is the problem with it.
I'm amazed at how many people take Benadryl for allergies.
Well, and give it to their kids to make their kids go to sleep. I mean, like, this
even
is starting
as babies.
Young. This is starting really, really young. So,
And I've always been that person that I've never taken Benadryl ever in my whole life.
It kicks my rear. I don't like it.
It would do the opposite to me.
I hate it.
If it's supposed to help you sleep, it's going to keep me awake. I just, my body does the opposite.
And I don't like Zyrtec either. Kicks my rear for a day.
Really?
Yes. Can't stand it.
I just have never been that person to take any kind of over-the-counter medication at all. And it's crazy, though, because mothers do give that to babies to help them sleep. Mm-hmm. What a shame. Yeah. Starts early.
I mean, but, you know, I remember back in the day, though, the doctors would say, yeah, if they really can't, it's okay. Give them, you know, a fourth of a one. But I do remember, like, my kids didn't, you could tell it kind of wired them. So fortunately it wired them. So I never was in the habit of doing. And the same thing even with melatonin. When I heard it, there was some really bad risks with that, I was like, yeah, we're not doing that.
I gave that to my mom in the hospital and I didn't really like it to help her sleep.
Uh-uh. Anyway, so what's going on in your backyard?
Oh, geez. Okay. So, you know, I have a huge backyard. Mm-hmm. And happened to be walking back by my fence line 2 weeks ago or so. I have a huge sinkhole at my fence line. Gigantic. Probably, I say gigantic, not around. It's long. It's probably 5 feet long, but I can't see the bottom of it.
That's scary.
It's very scary because I have a little dog. And if she goes in it, like if she'd fall in it, I don't even know. I really don't know how I'd have to call the fire department.
I have no idea how deep it is.
No. I during all that rain last week or 2 weeks ago, I put a metal plate on it so she wouldn't fall in it. And I've got a bowl sitting on top just try to keep it stuck so it's not going to cave in on her. And if she walked on it, which she weighs 8 pounds, she probably wouldn't cave it in, but still, I didn't want to take a chance. That bowl filled up, so I poured that water in that hole. It went in and it's gone. It just disappeared. It's so deep. If I went in it, I would not get out of it. I would not be able to get out of it. So it's massive. And, you know, on the map, there's a creek that runs behind our house that there's no creek back there. So my dad thinks, which makes sense, that when they developed that land, houses, they probably buried that creek because it feeds into a lake.
Yep.
And they buried it deep down. And so over the years, it's just eroded. So thankfully, my neighbor has some in her backyard too, which she came over Saturday night and we discovered she has them too. And so she called the city yesterday and they came out within 10 minutes, literally within 10 minutes of her calling to look at it. And then they've been back today and they're going to they have to fix it.
So previously on maps, you can see where there was a river.
It's still on the, it's on the creek. I mean, there is a, on the maps today, okay, show a creek that runs behind my house. There's no creek back there.
Wow.
So my dad's pretty convinced that years ago, they buried that creek,
because
and the water's running underground to that lake that's in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so it's probably over time just eroded away with all the rains we've been having.
That's
but
interesting.
It's bottomless when you look in it. And then it runs where the creek would run, go toward the lake.
To be continued.
Yeah, I have a feeling. And I my yard's going to be a mess.
This week is National Police Week.
Oh.
So people know. I don't know what you're going to do, what people are going to do. But on my page, I was like, feel free to hug my cop, just not too long.
Yeah, what I was going to say, what do you do?
I am donuts. I think it's, yeah, like, you know, just tell them thank you. Be extra nice. They go through a lot. People have no idea. But a lot of times people are like, I just saw a cop sitting in his car and they're working on report.
Well, yeah.
They don't have a second. And if you actually see them getting to relax and eat a dinner, be happy for them.
Well, I will tell you, I have met with a lot of police officers getting ready for an event, because I always hire police to be there for an event. If it's, especially if it's, well, any kind of event. I've always had police officers. And so I've always met with them ahead of time in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time, every time someone buys their meal when I'm with them.
It's nice.
Yeah, yeah, which is really nice.
People are, and people can be very, very kind. And I'm like so thankful for that. So
I've seen it where one of them I met with multiple times, because he helped with like my New Year's Eve and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I mean, they treat him like he's a celebrity when he's in the restaurant, which I thought was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was very kind to him and always bought his meal while we were there. I was like, hello.
I think generally speaking, people can understand what they go through.
Well, yeah.
And then you have your people who just don't get it.
Yeah.
That they have bad days like the rest of us. And sometimes those bad days are really bad days and people can't even comprehend.
I'm sure not with what they say every day.
For 25 years.
Right.
Every day. So
overwhelming, I'm sure. Well, yeah. So I guess if you see a police officer, if you're in a restaurant and they're in there, buy them, buy their meal, buy them a coffee, wine.
It's National Police Week.
Why not? Some food.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice. Or just say thank you.
Yeah.
Because they do great service.
They do. They really do.
Keep us safe.
They work hard and they have to suppress a whole lot of
things.
So
have you ever ridden along with him?
I did a long time ago. Not really anymore. I don't know that it's as wildly accepted anymore. But yeah, I have before. Yeah, now, I can't say I loved it.
No,
I was always
either.
Sure to wear my track shoes.
Yeah.
So there is a girl that I follow, and she was on her Facebook. Yeah, last night I think actually, and she has a Facebook page. Like what you had started about your cancer page, and hers is called Elective Amputation, because she had to amputate her leg. And so her story is all about that and all about things that are uncomfortable to talk about, uncomfortable to see. It has been her journey literally from the day that she told her leg goodbye. Very interesting. And she's really built a following with it. But yesterday she was talking about how she was like, you guys, how I hear people say, just go to the doctor, just go. And she's, I cannot just go to the doctor for like less than $3,000. Like my copay. How do you guys just go to the doctor so easily? I guess I don't know what insurance plan she has or anything like that. Well, us, you know, of course, we have great insurance, you know, with our police department. But also there, we have also found a Remedy Health, who that's who we were with the police department. But we decided to kind of also stay with them because, man, this company here in Tulsa, they are also in Owosso, Broken Arrow. It's a patient direct system, and they are just so convenient and so easy. And I think everybody needs to know about this. And when I told her about it, she's already messaged. She was like, thank you so much. So it is called Remedy Healthcare, and they have one at 36th and Harvard, close to that area. Okay. And you pay $99 a month for one patient, or you can pay $69 also for a kit, or only up to $299 for your whole family. Okay. So for $299, you can have your whole family covered with a doctor, whether you go in and physically see them, unlimited, whether you make telephone phone calls to them, unlimited. We have been out of town and I ended up with a massive sore throat or something like that. We've been able to get medicine sent to our pharmacy on a Sunday night. It is the most first class care we've ever had from a doctor. Their labs are cheaper, really, than if we had to pay for our deductible to pay for labs. It'll shock you. And even x-rays, because I have a friend who has five kids and they signed up for it and they've been without insurance for the longest because it's like thousands for them to even have insurance for a family that large. And I told her about it and she's like, oh, hey, is that where you're going? Because I heard her talking about the doctor. And she's like, yes, that has been a godsend having him available to us now. I mean, more people need to know about this. So Dr. Suddeth is him. They have like a pediatrician in there and other doctors, plenty of doctors to serve you. But
what about like hospital stays and how does that work?
No, that's different. You'll like if major medical or something like that, then you're going to want to have major medical. But you know, these are the things that like you
just
now,
for.
And also, yeah. So if you have a month where you're like, man, I'm feeling sick this month. I'm not normally very sick. I just need to pay $99 this month to make sure I've got all the care that I need. You can do that. You're not having to pay for a year's, you know, contract. They're very flexible, which is exactly kind of what I did because I was like, man, I just need to get taken care of. I don't have time to play doctor appointment games and all that. So I highly recommend it. And I can put my name behind it and feel confident that people will get great care there. That's my push for today on.
How easy is it to get in?
It's so easy.
Really?
Here's the thing. Like, we've never had to wait more than a day to even get in. And a lot of times we can just do it with a phone call. I mean, and the amount of time that he takes with you as a patient to get to know you is also like shocking.
And is that a national company or is it truly just something here in Tulsa?
Are there others like
it? I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
I don't know. I just know he has multiple offices around the area. And I don't know how many there are. Very smart. It's just direct patient care. So the website, it is remedyhealth.care is the website. And it's primary care that empowers you.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Gives a lot of people opportunity to have at least a doctor who literally can't afford insurance. And you don't need insurance with this. So gives you a little something.
I think it's a great idea. I think there should be more like that.
Yeah. And then with prescription, getting as cheap as they are in a lot of situations, then you have a doctor that'll send you in a prescription.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We need to check into that. Well, let's talk about sleep because we were texting late last night.
Yeah.
What time was that? Like 12:31?
Late. I don't know. I did not sleep last night, though. I'll tell you that. I had a lot on my mind. I don't know, but I didn't sleep well. Did you?
No, I didn't sleep at all. I think I got an hour and 32 minutes to be exact. I went everywhere. I traveled all through my house trying to find a place that I could sleep. Couldn't do it. It was one of those crazy nights where, man, and I knew it before I even, you know, went to bed. I felt it. I could just feel. And, you know, I've been reading so much about
cortisol.
Yeah. I could feel it even before I went to bed. So I had a feeling. And then you start thinking about that and then it just spun. Mm-hmm. And so it was, I didn't sleep.
But
I hate it that you're not sleeping.
Well, I had that headache all day. I'd taken Excedrin a few times, which has a ton of caffeine, and that could have been it. I don't know. It was just one of those nights.
It's
but
crazy.
I better sleep good tonight. That's all I know.
Give or take.
That is all I know.
All right. Well, that's our time for the day. It goes by fast.
It does go by fast.
So we will see you next week. Be sure and follow along. Share it with your friends. Like our pages. We've got an Instagram page called
She Said. Yeah, and we had to make a new page, and that was kind of, we just kind of had to do that to make it public. So it's kind of taking a minute to, you know, add more people to it again, because I don't think people realize that that's going to be the new page and the old one's going to be phased out. So people will go follow that. That would be helpful.
Yeah, it's She Said Podcast, and it's, remember, it's SED, She Said SED Podcast. And then we also have a She Said Instagram account, and they're both public now. So we'd love for you to follow it and listen to our podcast and share it with friends.
And just know, like, truly, like, the recommendations we make, these are like from the heart. Like, we're not getting paid to recommend these. These are like things that we really stand behind. So just know these are genuine recommendations
based on our own experience.
Based on our own experience.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week. Bye.